Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got another very talented group of young people here. This is Seek Help. Hi, ladies. Introduce yourselves.
Hello. Say hello.
Hi, I'm Lucy.
And I'm Maggie.
Hey, thank you guys for being here. So talk to us about Seek Help. Give us your origin story. When did you guys form?
Last year?
Yeah, about a year ago now. Actually, probably about exactly a year ago, because I believe our first gig was on the 30th. That was Soundwave.
Yeah.
And then there was Amped right after that, and now it has come full circle and we've done Amped again a couple weeks ago.
Very cool. What has been your... I've just obviously talked to Def Raccoon about it, but give me some highs and lows of the Amped showcase.
Oh, that's always fun.
Only highs, I reckon.
Only highs. Good thing.
It's so cool seeing other bands perform as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite awesome.
Yeah. It's a really, really good program that they run. A lot of good stuff. The workshops are really fun and the gigs always turn out great.
Always meeting new people too. That's always good.
Do you think there's been any surprises from the stuff that you've been taught at the showcase? Like anything you didn't expect to kind of learn or something you don't think you would have learned if you hadn't gone to it?
Well, I guess they've got me quite interested in all the sound tech stuff that never really thought about before then. So, you know, it's just a lot of good information. Really helps young musicians.
I think it is invaluable for a band to actually know what they're doing with their sound tech stuff, because you guys are so young and there's a lot of grown bands that have no idea what they're doing with their sound tech stuff and it can ruin a gig. So it's really cool that you guys can be given that skill. Talk to us about, you've given us two songs for us to play today. What's your guys, these are originals, what's your songwriting process like?
Usually just me and Lucy will just, I don't know, play something and then Fair will listen back to it and present us with beautiful, amazing lyrics and then an amazing melody and it just fits. I think sometimes it's a bit last minute work. We've managed to make a song within a couple of hours before, but you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it just tends to be us just kind of smash it out and then just refine.
Works most of the time.
And what are your guys' inspirations, like, as your for your whole band and your whole band sound, and then maybe as individual musicians?
Babe Haven.
Well, that's Maggie's biased choice.
I love Babe Haven.
I also love Babe
Great
Haven.
Band.
I think they're definitely a big influence. I think generally Riot Girl, all of the staple bands that have like made that movement possible, were like Bikini Kill, just all of the classic ones. They've obviously been a big guide.
And some local bands too.
Absolutely local bands. They were, I guess, got us into the whole thing in the first place.
Vagina Dry.
Vagina Dry.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Okay, and talk to me about RockQuest. You guys are going through into the finals. That's so exciting. How were the heats?
The heats
were fun.
Good, nerve-wracking. I only had one pair of drumsticks, so I was very scared I was going to drop one in the middle of the performance, but it went okay, and I was fine afterwards, so...
Yeah.
It went pretty well, yeah. Well, so, obviously.
Heats were nerve-wracking, regionals were more nerve-wracking, and nationals is next, so you can imagine how we're feeling.
Flying up to Auckland for that?
Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Is that the furthest that your band has gone so far?
Yeah.
And I'm sure just the start of some big things. That's very cool.
Big things coming, maybe.
Big things coming.
Yeah, so you guys are talking about potentially releasing an EP.
Yeah, maybe before the end of the year.
Hopefully.
No promises.
No, that's cool. We love a bit of mystery. We love that.
Oh, yeah. We're just being mysterious, not unorganised.
No, I think we're very organised.
Mostly.
Mostly, yeah. I think Lucy keeps us together most of the time, so thank you, Lucy.
You're welcome.
Well, she signed us up for RockQuest in the first place. I don't think I would have ever
done it. Peer pressure.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I've signed us up for RockQuest, by the way, and I was like, oh.
You did that.
You did that. But it turned out great, so thank you, Lucy.
No worries. Oh, no, I think it's incredible that you guys are taking all these great opportunities, and obviously it's paying off. You're doing so well. Talk us through the song that you guys have picked, Light, Bright and Sunny. What's the inspo for that?
Bright and Sunny. I think, I don't know.
It's called both.
Yeah, it's called both.
It's kind of ironic. It's about the fact that if you go and look outside, if you can just be ignorant enough, everything is completely fine. But in reality, it's not actually light and bright and sunny outside, and there's some shit going on.
It's evil outside.
It's evil. So, yeah, it's just kind of a bit funny.
It's about people who choose to be ignorant.
Yeah, that they are just
annoying.
Quite annoying.
Oh, very cool. I like that inspo, and I'm excited to hear the song. Do you guys... Was there anyone else in Rockquest or in AMP that you guys would like to shout out? You said that you've been meeting some great people, been hearing some good bands. Anyone in particular?
Oh, well, there's just been, like, the whole music scene at the moment. It's just really, really strong, I'd say. Like, all of the local gig scene, all of these people that we've kind of, like, befriended, they're all just doing really cool stuff. Like, Sog, Eris, Talking Furniture, Vagina Dry, Def Raccoon, like all of these, like especially local youth bands, they're just like doing some awesome stuff at the moment. Everyone's releasing EPs, everyone's doing music and lots of gigs and stuff coming up. A lot of really cool talent.
Quite awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. And do you guys say, I think it's kind of interesting and I have to ask this, do you think that you guys are still in school? Do you think that your school supports you in your music, or do you think you get most of that support through these through outsourcing yourself to like AMP and Smoke Free Rockquest and things like that?
Well, you know, school does support us definitely in their own ways. Probably they probably don't like the style of music so much. It's a bit noisy and quote unquote violent, but you know.
I don't think they love us using their studios for our band practices, but they, you know, accommodate for us. Yeah. I think probably most of the opportunities we've gotten have been through outside of school things, AMP'd Rockquest and stuff, though. But I feel like it all wouldn't really be possible if it weren't for our music teachers and stuff pushing us to...
Thank you, Miss Irvine.
Love you, Miss Irvine.
Oh, that's so lovely. Oh, well... Hey, thank you guys so much for being here. You interview very well. Yes. And I'm really excited to hear your music. Here is Light, Bright and Sunny from Seek Help on Radio 1 91 FM.
So this is our song called Light and Bright and Sunny, and it is about people who are ignorant to what is going on with our government and everything around that, and they claim to not care about it when they actually should.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.